Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
What does North Carolina have in common with North Korea? Think Billy Graham. I'll explain that in a minute. But first, Charles Robert Jenkins. Does that name ring a bell for you? Jenkins is a North Carolina native who knows something firsthand about a country, the one that's threatening to send nuclear missiles at us and our armed forces. And he's one of the very few Americans who lived for a substantial time in North Korea. During the Korean War, Jenkins surrendered to the North Koreans and wound up living there for 40 years. But as a North Carolina native, maybe he could explain things about that country to me in terms that I could understand. Well, an even better way to get an inside look at day-to-day life in North Korea is Adam Johnson's just-announced winner of the Pulitzer Prize, his novel, The Orphan Master's Son. It's about Jun Do, a low-level intelligence operative who listens to foreign radio signals from a North Korean fishing vessel. And sometimes the little ship crosses the water to the Japanese coast and kidnaps ordinary people who are taken to North Korea to teach spies there how to speak Japanese. If that story sounds a little bit fanciful, Charles Robert Jenkins' wife, whom he married in North Korea, was someone who had been kidnapped from Japan and brought to North Korea to teach Japanese. In the novel, Jun Do and his crewmates do kidnap a popular female singer whom they believe will be destined for the entertainment of the leader or one of his top supporters. As a member of the military, Jun Do navigated the network of tunnels under the border into South Korea, opening access for spying and kidnapping there. We also learn how Jun Do was trained to accept torture as a part of the process of disciplining and conditioning to fit and accept the government's needs. As we step into the shoes of those who administer torture as a part of reform or punishment, we become to identify with them. Well, the book's story really turns fanciful when Jun Do becomes a part of the leader's inner circle. Fanciful, but a great read. Okay, you've been waiting for the Billy Graham connection, haven't you? Well, one of my friends who recently returned from a North Korean visit told me that one of his guides there told him that he had visited North Carolina at a place called Montreat to meet Billy Graham, who was a friend of the North Korean people. That's amazing. And it turns out that Graham and his son have both been welcomed to North Korea for preaching. All of this based on a connection that Ruth Graham, Billy's wife, made when she was a missionary's child in Pyongyang in the 1930s. I was just thinking, next time we send a representative to make peace with the North Koreans, maybe it would better be a Graham than sending Dennis Rodman again. This is D.G. Martin.